Delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Sophie and Laura O'Keefe. Good afternoon. How are we?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic, thank you. And thanks for joining us as well today. Now, we'll start off just getting a little bit of background about you guys and where you're coming from and where you've been.
Okay, so we are known as Kudos. We write our own music and we perform it. But we are originally from Cork, but we just came from a remote island called St. Helena off the coast of South Africa. So we've done a lot of travelling and experienced a lot of different things. So our music is, I don't know how to explain it. What would you say, Sophie?
I don't know. we've just been enjoying the last few years travelling, but it's great to be back in Ireland and back doing the music and starting to get into gigging and stuff.
How long have you guys been singing then?
As long as we can remember. Like, music has always been in our family. Our parents had a band and they had a couple of number ones in the 90s in the indie charts in Ireland. So we're very proud of them and got our inspiration from them. And
like, your father never mentioned that when he came.
he's very modest.
What was the name of that band?
It was Templedore at the time.
Templedore, right.
So, you know, we always had music in the house. We, you know, I couldn't sleep without even having music. I'd have to be either in the practice room or be sung to sleep. And most of the times they would fall asleep before I did. So I'd have to wake them to sing again.
And it was the same when I was growing up then. I couldn't go to sleep without Sophie playing a song for me. So we've always just been that way inclined. So
yeah. And then just started learning instruments as we were getting older, and like, we started writing from quite a young age as well. So.
And you are actually multi-instrumentalist as well?
I play piano and guitar.
And I play piano.
It's multi to make more than one. That's fantastic. Now, just to give a bit of background on yourselves, you are actually award-winning singers as well. Is that correct?
That's correct. Just before we left Ireland, we sang in a competition in Dublin, and there was a massive amount of people turned out for this competition. It was the national duet singing competition, and we came first place.
Fantastic.
But there was so much talent up there. Like,
it was incredible.
It really was a competition, like, genuinely.
It was frightening. It was actually scary.
was that your first?
Yeah, like,
that was our competition
first,
like that.
That was our first ever time really performing in public together, really.
So really putting yourselves out.
Yeah,
there.
It was our music teacher in our school, Hannah Dennehy, actually got us performing together, because we used to perform in assemblies in the school all the time separately. But she was just like, there's a competition coming up with the two of you, like, consider performing together. So we did, and we won.
Yeah, so we kept going together thereafter.
Teacher knew something then.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Definitely. Now, you've also gigged as well. You've done gigs and radio performances as well, US, UK, St. Helena, obviously, and France and South Africa.
Yes,
yeah.
We have.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some CV, isn't it? At such a young age.
We're working on it. we're very proud of what we've achieved, but we're also very much looking forward to all the other things that, you know, all the opportunities coming our way, you know. It's very exciting for us, you know, being back here, and we're releasing our album on the 8th of February. And, you know, with that, we're hoping to travel a lot more, see a lot of different places and do more interviews. And, you know, we're very appreciative of everywhere that's been supporting us. So that's been great for us.
Good. Excellent. And there's nothing like music. And here at CRY, we're very proud of the fact that we do promote a lot of young bands as well coming up, and musicians, and it's fantastic. And I'm delighted to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much for having us. My first interview, actually, I was 15, and it was in CRY.
Is that Justin?
It was actually Shane Supple at the time.
Oh, right.
So that's like 2011, I think. So that was my first radio interview, was with CRY.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, so thank you for having us.
She was going
back
solo at the time.
At the time, I was a solo artist at the time. So
she pestered you, did she? No, that's good, because I heard the one you did in St. Helena as well on the Saint Radio. Was it Saint Radio?
Saint FM, yeah.
Saint FM, sorry, yes, yeah. Yeah, I heard that one as well, yes. And you did a song there as well. It was really good. I enjoyed that, yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's good.
Now, obviously, you're here to promote a few things as well, and you have your video going live tonight as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we're really excited about this one. It's going to be interesting because basically the song is called Monday from Hell, and the track will be available for everybody on Monday, which is Blue Monday, which is the 21st of January. But the video that's going live tonight was filmed on St. Helena Island in the studio where we recorded the album. So that might be nice for people to see where, you know, where we spent a lot of our time playing piano and guitar and writing the songs and having them come to life in that room when we were recording in the studio. And also we filmed in Douglas and Cork. So we've the best of both worlds in the video.
Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to the response to that this evening.
And if people do actually go onto YouTube and your website and
beefymusic.com.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of images used as well from your in your songs.
Yes, we do, because we actually released a video during the summer called Wait in Line. We had it filmed from all over parts of Ireland, really, in Waterford and Cork and everything. So we tried to bring in all different parts of the natural beauty.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, it's really good. I must admit. And looking at some of the images as well from St. Helena, looks fabulous down there as well.
Thank you so much.
Dull and overcast, you know.
Just a tad.
Yeah, as they do in subtropical places.
What a bind, eh? Okay, should we take a listen to Monday from Hell then? And we'll be back with the girls after this.
Told me yourself. I felt I'd had enough because I heard it from everybody else. Did you think they wouldn't see it? Or if they did, they wouldn't tell? Give me the Monday from hell. I took comfort from your words. Your actions spoke louder. So when you held me close, did you think about her? Did you think they wouldn't see it? Or if they did, they wouldn't tell?
Monday from Hell, and that's by Kudos. Now, do you want to tell us a little about, a bit about the song, how it came about?
So, it's actually a really funny story. I remember literally, you know, the lyric that, where it all started from is, did you think they wouldn't see it? Or if they did, they wouldn't tell? Was basically, you know, when you like someone and you're kind of, you know, in love or crushing or whatever. It's like really intense emotions. And when you hear something then that like just basically shows you that it's not reciprocated or whatever, you just feel awful, really. And
unrequited love.
And it happened on a Monday. So that's where Monday from Hell came from. It might be a bit dramatic, like, but basically it's that, and that I heard it from two friends of mine, something. I can't even remember where I was, but I just remember writing the words down on a piece of paper exactly how I felt. And I went home that afternoon and I sat down at the piano and I wrote that song. And that's the story.
And is that kind of standard for the way you write songs, through personal experiences or something you see, feel, smell, whatever?
Everything we write is
through personal experience.
Not even direct personal experiences, but it's always something that means
something
much to us.
Something that we can relate to and that we hope others can relate to through our music.
Right. Yeah. And if you're not writing your own type of music, what are you listening to?
Oh, that's the worst question.
No, it's not. It's the best question.
It's the best question.
I mean, I understand from your father his type of music.
Yeah, definitely.
That must have had an influence.
Definitely. I mean, my first gig that I went to, first concert I went to, I was 5 years old and I went to see A-ha. You know, not typical for your 5 year old to go see A-ha, but there you go. Do you know, like,
I've gone to see Billy Joel and U2 and Beyonce,
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, so we listen to a wide range of music.
Very wide range of music.
Even since we've been out on the island, we are constantly listening to like
Bob Marley and yeah, UB40. So. And then you've a whole host
of
music.
Just getting into that sunshine reggae vibe,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, it's cool to listen to it in Ireland, but when you're like cruising around on a BMW convertible, like in Pass Another Glass, we actually were listening to reggae music. Also, Pass Another Glass, which is one of our songs, and you can see that video of Saint Helena and us jamming around in a convertible on a sunny island. That video is on our YouTube channel if you want to see that.
And you left out one important thing on that as well. You had your own personalised plates on that car.
We did, we did, and that was really fun for us actually. And people got really jealous because we actually had to get permission to do that. Obviously, you can't drive around with incorrect driving plates, you know.
But the population of the island is only 4,500, so and as we were driving around, everyone was just looking at us like,
they're like,
knows?
How did you do that with your plates? And they all wanted to do, you know.
And I must say, it's a great video and it's a fantastic song.
Thanks so much.
It was a great song, it really was. And,
Thank you.
Are we going to hear that later, Mary?
No.
That's up to you.
sorry.
Well, we got to leave it there, ladies. I'm only joking. But no, that's fantastic. So what are we going to hear from you?
One of our favourite songs actually to play is Dream by Priscilla Ann. And it's one of those songs, you know, not many people listen to, or, you know, it's unusual, but it's a beautiful song. And we've been listening to it and playing it for years, but it's one that we always go back to because it just has so much meaning behind it. And it's called Dream. And, you know, we have a lot of dreams and a lot of ambition. And it's a story, and you'll hear that in the song. But we really love that song.
Just maybe a quick note now as well on what upcoming gigs you've got.
So our album is being launched on the 8th of February, and we're doing a gig in the White Horse in Ballincollig, and that will be launching the album, and we'll be doing that there. And we'll also be doing one in the Blackbird, so that's for people of y'all, you can make it to the Blackbird in Ballycotton. That's on the 9th of February. And then we have one in Waterford also if you want to take a trip. On the 14th of February, so Valentine's Day special with Kudos if you're into that. And and we also have one in Dublin in the Bellow Bar
on the 13th.
It's a three-night gig.
yeah, we like to party.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I say, we're joined in the studio here by Sophie and Laura O'Keefe, and they're now going to give us a song, and this one is called Dream.
I was
was a little girl alone in my little world who dreamed of a little home for me. I played pretend between the trees. I fed my house guests barking leaves. I said a prayer and I fell asleep. I had a dream that I could fly from the highest tree. I had a dream. Long walks in the dark through grown woods behind the park. I ask God who I'm supposed to be. The stars smiled down on me. God answered in silent reverie. I said a prayer and I fell asleep. I had a dream that I could fly from the highest tree. I had a dream. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Absolutely fantastic, with beautiful harmonies.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Incredible. Absolutely blown away. Brilliant.
Thanks so much.
You must be very proud now.
That's our father in the studio, our producer, I should say.
He's in the background, like any proud father. We've been there. So, what's the plan for the future, without looking at your father?
Madison Square Garden. That's the plan for the future.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Realistic?
Yes.
Good stuff. Excellent.
This is what we've always wanted to do. This is what we've worked our whole lives towards. This is what we've studied for. This is what we love. This is our passion. And we want to share it with people. You know, that's the main thing. Like, we mm-hmm. love what we do. We love writing songs. It means so much to us. And it's so great when people come back to us and they say, you know that song you wrote? And they interpret it away mm-hmm. and they relate to it. And that to us just makes us so, yeah. so happy.
It means everything to us. Yeah. Like the support we get from everybody, whether it's family, friends or strangers who even hear songs on the radio. I was even in work the other afternoon and our song came onto the radio and I turned to my boss. I was just like, that's me. And he was just like, what do you mean that's me? I was like, that's me. And he was like, what? I was like, that's me on the radio. So really? Literally all the customers were just like, oh my goodness, that is amazing. That's brilliant. And like, it just felt so good to be appreciated like that.
Absolutely. I've seen quite a few of the comments as well on a lot of the songs and videos that you have up on YouTube and your site as well. Fantastic. People do love it, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, like it's great and we're so happy now to be doing the gigs. Again, if anyone's interested in seeing the gigs, they're all going to be on our social medias. Our Facebook is just Kudos and our Instagram and Twitter is Kudos_info. And it's all on beefymusic.com as well. And
which is our website. And yep. Also the links will be up there for tickets to all of our gigs.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll be showing it on our vlog on YouTube as well. And, I mean, like, this song even that we just did, we've put that on YouTube as well on our vlog. And we talk about, like, all the stories, like everything to do with the music that we play and that we listen to. Like, it means so much to us, and we're just so happy to finally be getting to share that with people.
Mm-hmm. No, it's brilliant. It's a great achievement as well. How are you guys received back in St Helena?
I have to say, everyone was like a big family, because it's a small community. Mm-hmm. And when we first got to the island, we were known as the two Irish singing girls. And I mean, we were probably a week or two on the island, and we were on the radio station. And then the following week, we were performing in front of about 300, 400 people. And after that, it was just like, at one point, it was like every weekend, it's sometimes twice a weekend we were performing. And we got to play with a band out there called the Big Easy. And they were really cool. And it was fun, like, and we learned a lot about different styles of music with them as well. And, you know, so, like, people were so supportive over there and still are. And, I mean, they're 4,000 miles away and not the best internet connection. You're only allowed so many megabytes per month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's limited.
It's very limited. But they're still, you know, posting on our pages and liking our pictures and sharing the videos. And it's just the support that we get in general is overwhelming, but to get it from 4,000 miles away is it's really nice.
How long does it take you to get here from there?
When we first arrived on the island, it used to take over a week because part of the journey was to sail on the RMS St Helena, which was the last Royal Mail ship
in the world. From St Helena to South Africa?
Yeah.
Cape Town, right. Yes.
And that would take six days. And then you'd have to fly then, which would take about 12 hours. Mm. And then that would get
from Cape Town
to London and then back
London
to Cork.
So
it took a long time. But now there's an airport. So
it's a long way to come to launch an album, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But it has to be done.
So where are you guys from originally?
From Cork, originally.
From Cork.
Yeah.
And Ballycotton?
Yeah, we've lived there most of our lives, really. Yeah. Since I was about 4 and you were about 2. So, yeah.
And then, obviously, what age were you when you went to St Helena?
I was 17.
I was 14.
Oh, so fairly recently then.
I don't know how young you think we are. We're not old. 4 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. That's recent.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't, you know, when you're 22 and 19, 4 years is a long period of your life.
Is it? I turned to your father then for understanding that. No, it's fantastic. No, it's really brilliant to see you here. What song are we going to do now then?
The song that we're going to do is the one where we shot for in Youghal. Sorry, Wait in Line. shot the video in Youghal and East Cork and Waterford.
And this is a great song as well. And this was one that had the video of you guys standing on the groins on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Everything seemed all right, lying there that night, underneath all of those stars. Then you held me close to let everyone know who and what we are. Lying there in your arms, you couldn't get enough. Oh, I let you stare, but all alone, don't know I wouldn't let you touch. Cause in the back of my mind, I knew all of this time that you were not the one.
you can just wait in line to show me the sign that I'm the one you want. And like a fairy tale, you were on my trail, but not the prince, the big bad wolf. And when they reeled you in, you realized you couldn't swim. This time you're in too deep. Lying there in your arms, you couldn't get enough. Oh, 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 oh. I let you stare. Oh, no, 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 I wouldn't let you touch. Oh, 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 oh. Back of my mind, I knew all of this time that you were not the one. So you can just wait in line to show me the sign that I'm the one you want. Lying there in your arms, you couldn't get enough. Oh, 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 oh. I let you stare, but oh, no, 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 I wouldn't let you touch. Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause in the back of my mind, I knew all of this time that you were not the one. So you can just wait in line to show me the sign that I'm the one you want.
Yay, round of applause. Well,
great stuff. Thanks ever so much. That was fantastic again.
Thank you.
Now, just going back a bit from when you first started writing as a duo, has your songwriting changed or improved, or has there been any dramatic changes or something that's pleased you more about latterly than formerly?
It's changed a lot over the years.
Definitely.
It has
style has even changed. Like, but I suppose because we are older now, like we're getting older, we're having different life experiences and it's together because we're best friends.
Yeah, we're best friends.
So,
and you never fight.
No.
Only in rehearsals last night. No, I'm joking. No, we're very, very close. So it's great that we both have this love for music, but we also, you know, when we do stuff together, like go out together and have the same experiences together, that we can actually write songs about it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to do that on so many occasions. So that's really, really nice for us. And like, I feel like, I know, I feel like it's really fun because even when we were rehearsing one of the songs last night that we wrote together, it just made us so happy and we were laughing at each other because we couldn't stop smiling because both of us know exactly what we're singing about.
And even if we write songs separately, like both of us know each of each other's experiences and what behind every detail, what everything is about. So it's like we just laugh at each other.
Or cry, but
together,
you know, it's fine.
Each other's support system.
yeah, we have a lot of fun with it.
But this is all good conversation from Madison Square.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
They love us.
Did they say they were Australian? That was fantastic. So just recapping then, we've got the launch. How soon are we to the launch of the video? Is it going to be tonight or is it going to be now?
When's the...
2 minutes.
The launch, the video will be up in a few minutes. So if you want to go to our YouTube channel, which is Kudos.
Not so perfect.
It's not
spelled K-U-D-O-S.
U-D-O-S.
From the Greek meaning praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kudos.
So kudos to you if you check out our new video.
You go, girl.
So yeah, we're really excited, and if you're listening and you do check out the video, please do get on to us, send us a message or leave us a comment. We'd love to hear what you think, and it's always great hearing from people, so we would really appreciate that. So thank you.
Brilliant, yeah. And obviously there's the gigs as well. So we've got the album launch Perfect on the 8th of February.
The 8th of February in the White Horse in Ballincollig. The 9th of February in the Blackbird in Ballycotton. The 13th of February in the Bellow Bar in Dublin. And also on the 14th, Valentine's Night, if you would like to join Kudos, we are going to be in Central Hall in Waterford. All of the tickets will be on sale in...
I shouldn't even breathe.
All of the tickets will be on sale on... our pages will have the links up on our social media. So Instagram is kudos_info. Our website is bfmusic.com. Or in the White Horse, there's also tickets behind the bar if you'd like to get them there.
Yeah, so it's great now. We're actually so excited to perform for people and actually have our album available to people. It's so exciting. And I mean, we're like down to the last detail. Everything about it is exciting. I mean, we have just worked on such a cool, I won't even say collaboration, but we got a very, very special artist to work on the cover for us. We got Will Sliney, who is the official Marvel illustrator for Spider-Man. He's the official Spider-Man illustrator for Marvel. So we have a Marvel artist turning us into the superheroes we think we are. And
no, that we know we are.
Sorry, that we know we are.
For the cover of
our
album.
Yeah, so we're really excited to share that with people. Fantastic. Like, it's so exciting that we got Will to work with us on this project and to have that. So, like, literally down to every detail of the album, like, so much love, attention and care has gone into it. And we're so excited to share it with people and for people to see the artwork as well as hear the music. It's going to be a whole thing for you, and even it's, and the videos, the amount
there's
of work,
just so much gone into all of it. Yeah. And so many different people involved, and we just appreciate every bit of support we get, and even for having us on this show, we really, really appreciate it. So
no,
thank
it's
you.
A real pleasure, guys. A real pleasure. Yeah. And I don't think people will be disappointed to go and see you. It's fantastic. Yeah. Delighted to have you here. Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
I love the music. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And hopefully in the not too distant future, we can have you in here again.
We'd love to be back.
Next time you're in the region.
Yeah, it would be awesome. Thank you for having us.
Real pleasure. Sophie and Laura, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.